Welcome, teachers. Excited to have you back for the next episode of our Sparking Out of Classroom Success series, SOS for short. This series is your go-to for kickstarting your side hustle. We've covered finding the perfect side gig, overcoming self-doubt, and managing time for your side hustle. If you've missed any of the episodes, catch up starting from episode 51. Today, we jump into branding your side hustle on a budget. Let's get started. Welcome to Teach Hustle Grow, the podcast dedicated to turning frustration into freedom. Get ready to thrive, not just survive, in your teaching career and side hustle journey. I'm Tinio Martinez, a fellow teacher, coach, and side hustle entrepreneur, and I'm excited to have you with us on another amazing episode. Let's rewind to the start of the school year. When we stroll into our classrooms and we take a look around, we scan and think about what vibe do we want to bring to this brand new school year. We think about the message that we're conveying to our students through the decor, our classroom setup and room organization, essentially setting the tone for the year. Building a brand at the beginning of the school year in our classrooms is super important for creating the atmosphere for the rest of the academic term. Branding in education helps craft a special and inviting experience for our students. From the fantastic classroom decorations to our teaching style, every detail adds to the overall brand identity. By maintaining a consistent brand, we can help our students feel a sense of belonging, fostering trust, and enriching the learning environment. It's all about having a unified identity that reflects who we are as educators and our core values. Embracing this branding mindset can turn our classrooms into amazing, inspiring spaces where students are excited to learn and develop. There are many similarities to branding our classrooms and branding our side hustles. You've got this fantastic idea for a side hustle, but when you think about branding and marketing, it feels like it's over your head. You're not sure where to begin or what steps to take. How does this align with my teaching experience? Well, fear not. Today, we're here to lend a hand with some tips and tricks to elevate your side hustle without breaking the bank. First things first, branding is all about creating a cohesive image that represents who you are and what you offer. It's like the costume of your business. It should catch the eye and make people want to know you more. And as educators, we already know how important visuals are in capturing attention. Think of it as the heart and soul of your business. It's how you present yourself to the world. It's about telling your story, showcasing what makes you unique, and building a connection with your audience. As teachers, think of it as creating your classroom culture, setting the tone for how your students engage and learn from you. When I kicked off my side hustle, I felt a bit overwhelmed deciding on my brand. I had loads of questions. Should I use my name or create a whole new one? Truth be told, I spent way too much time thinking about my branding, logo, and website, what colors to pick, and how to present it. What I really needed was a concise package explaining who I am, my skills, services, and invoicing details. That's why I've included it in the Teacher Side Hustle Kit. More on that later. Now, why might branding be important for your teacher side hustle? Well, imagine you're offering virtual assistant services or selling educational resources online. With solid branding, you can shine in a busy market, attract your ideal customers, and establish trust and credibility. Not to mention, it gives you a professional edge and sets the vibe for the experience you deliver. Just like crafting a warm and interactive classroom for your students. Building a strong, recognizable brand and creating a welcoming, engaging classroom atmosphere for students both involve nurturing identity, forging connections, and crafting a positive experience that connects with your audience. So you're probably wondering, how do I establish a brand for my side hustle if I'm still trying to figure out what I'm offering or doing? Establishing a brand for your side hustle can be challenging, especially if you're still trying to figure out your offerings or services. However, this is also the perfect time to start building your brand as it allows for flexibility and adaptability. To begin, take some time to define your side hustle and what sets it apart from others in the market. Think about your target audience and how your products or services can fulfill their needs or solve their problems. This will help you understand what value you bring to the table and how you want to position yourself in the market. Next, consider creating a unique visual identity for your brand. This includes elements such as a logo, color scheme, and font choices that reflect your brand's personality and values. These visual elements will help you establish a strong brand presence and make your offerings more memorable to potential clients. Additionally, think about creating a website for your side hustle. This is where you can showcase your products or services, share your brand story, and provide information on how customers can contact you. A well-designed and functional website will not only attract potential customers, but also give your brand credibility and professionalism. Lastly, don't forget about the power of social media. Platforms like Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok can be great marketing tools for promoting your side hustle. Share visually appealing content that showcases your products or services, engage with your followers, and use relevant hashtags to reach a larger audience. Building a brand takes time and effort, but it's worth it in the long run. Once you get a better grasp of where your side hustle is headed, you can start crafting a solid brand. Just like how you evolve and grow from being a rookie teacher in your first year of teaching, your side hustle will shift, develop, and expand. Remember, building a brand is an ongoing journey. It's crucial to keep an eye on it and make continuous enhancements to stay relevant and uphold the positive image you want for your audience. By being proactive and consistently assessing your brand, you can ensure its success and lasting presence in the market. And here's where the magic happens: the Teacher Side Hustle Toolkit. It's not just another resource. It's your secret weapon for diving into the world of side hustles. It's packed with goodies and templates on Canva, which is something that you can use for your side hustle. It's like having your own personal designer at your fingertips. The Teacher Side Hustle Toolkit comes with an onboarding kit that's customizable for your new side hustle. This can take the place of that website I mentioned just a few moments ago. The onboarding kit helps you establish who you are as a side hustle teacher. Think of it as your lesson plan template, guiding you through the steps of establishing your brand identity, the services that you offer, and how to invoice your clients. It's like having a roadmap for success in the entrepreneurial world, tailored specifically for teachers like you. And you can access the link to the Teacher Side Hustle Toolkit in our show notes. So, teacher friends, if you've hesitated about starting a side hustle and the branding that goes along with it, fear not. You can build a standout brand without draining your wallet. Get creative, tap into those classroom-honed skills, and above all, stay true to yourself. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Teach Hustle Grow. Remember to hit that follow button for this podcast so you can catch all of our upcoming episodes in this series. Connect with us on Instagram at Teach Hustle Grow. Share your takeaways, insights, and any aha moments from today's episode. Remember, sharing is caring. Spread the love by sharing this episode with your teacher friends. And if you could take a moment to rate and review this podcast, it would mean the world to me. Until next time, keep thriving in and out of the classroom, keep hustling, keep growing, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, stay inspired.